Blog Talk Radio.
When tears like a river are turned up my way, when sorrows that seek fill a world, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I will fly away, fly away. I'm going to the home on that celestial shore. I will fly away, don't you know that I will fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. The wind and the shadows of this life have gone out. I will fly away, fly away, like a bird from prison bars have gone out. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Now just a few more weary days and then I will fly away, fly away, going to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away, don't you know it all? I will fly away for glory. I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away, don't you know it all? I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Amen. To do this one this morning for the passing of a dear friend, a sister in Christ, a soldier on the battlefield, Sister Lisa Donnell Williams, passed away this past week from a bout of cancer. She's been a fighter for years and has done well. And she asked me to sing this song. Her mother loved this song. She loved this song, Prodigal Son.
I've sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. That I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to serve this son of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. Then I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to serve this soul.
excuse me.
Of my soul, please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. It's a wonderful to have a Savior who will forgive us from all of our sins. It's so good to know he will forgive us all over and over again. To sin, you know it's human, and to forgive it's so divine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. Said I'm bound on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. When I went astray from you, Jesus, I thought I was having fun, but you allowed me to come to myself, and now I'm on the run. Just make me one of your servants. I am not worthy to be your child. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like a prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. Said I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time again. Say I wish I strengthened you, Jesus, but I thought I was having fun. But you allowed me to come to myself, and now I'm on the run. Just make me one of your servants. I am not worthy to be a child. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, that I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time.
Amen. As my wife Marie, can you bring me some water, please, and a communion, if you would, at this time. Marie, thank you so much. I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Beebe for the Golgotha Church of Christ. Thanking you this morning just for allowing God to wake us up and to be back on the air with you through Broad Talk Radio, Facebook Live. Man, we've had a challenge on some different things in regards to just the equipment that we've had and have not been able to really get ourselves going accordingly. But we're so thankful that God has saw fit to allow us to be able to get some new equipment, some more industrial equipment, so we don't blow up the stuff that we had, making sounds and stuff because we was overdoing it. And sweetheart, glass of water, please. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. So we're just so thankful because everything we do is for God's sake, purpose. Thank you so very much. Instead of pouring out the sink, I was fine with that. Wife is so wonderful. Ain't nothing like God's water, I'm telling you. Loosen up your throat. And so we have got a better camera, as you can see this morning. Lord have mercy, it's shooting every spot. So we got tightened up all the paint. We've got a new computer system by God's grace and mercy. We've got some new software. We've got a new camera. And so God is just blessing the Golgotha congregation for the work that we're doing. And also, as we are working in collaboration, even this morning, with the Armed and Dangerous Ministries. I see my mother that's on this morning. Good to see your mom and some of the rest of you. Trayvon, I see you there. Good to see you. Johnny, see you, Doc. And Javon Jesse from overseas in India. Good to have you, Doc. Good to see you this morning. We are just elated and excited about what God is doing with us and God does for us. We are just troubadours, just trying to make it to heaven and do things in a manner in which God is saw fit for us to do. And so for the World Talk Radio Show, this is Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. And that's our motto here at the Golgotha Church of Christ, and that we fight. This is warfare, not with our pistols and not with our ice picks, but we fight with prayer. We fight on bended knees, where we go down, where we ask Big Brother Jesus to handle the battles and the problems and the situations that we seem to cannot handle ourselves or need help in those regards. Good to see you, Sister Linnea Jacobs. Good morning. And all of you that have been on. I was listening this morning to Brother Randy Sims doing a magnificent job on his radio show, him and his wife, and I just appreciate him so very much. I also got a chance to talk to Pop Lugo a couple of days ago, and so looking forward to seeing him this weekend. He'll be here doing some work for Brother Lopez and then out in the Maywood congregation area, and we will have him back here for our fall gospel meeting, barring the hurricane, in September, September 9th. So mark your calendars accordingly. If you're in the Chicagoland area, we're looking forward to an outstanding thing. Is your faith fried or tried? A very good message and a very good pondering point. So today we want to take a look at the scriptures in the book of Song. You know, that's Israel's songbook, and we're going to take a look at something. But before we do that, we always like to go and do our communion because Jesus has done so much for us. He's the Alpha and Omega of our life. He's the beginning and the ending of existence. But my question is he the Alpha and Omega of your day or the Alpha and Omega of your hour? And so we're going to have a word of prayer, then we're going to go and sing a song for communion, have our communion, and then we will go to the Word of God this morning. Amen. Amen, somebody. Good to see Big Joe off the Blog Talk Radio Live. And again, we'd like you to call in so we can talk about the subject this morning. Call in on 619-924-0767. Again, that's 619-924-0767. We look forward to hearing from you, even if right now, even if you're watching on Facebook Live, but you want to have a comment, maybe you have an invitation request, we'd like to hear that at said time. Pray with me at this time, bow with me. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, Stu, we give honor and praise this morning, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for the rain and for the pain. Thanking you for this allowing us to get up and reasonably understand the function that you have created us with purpose. Father, we may not understand everything that we have to do in life, but we do understand that you will be with us always to the end of the world. Father, we want to come to you this morning and pray for those that are hopeless, or those that are helpless, and those that are incarcerating, those that are hurting, Father, we ask you to be with them. And those that have been heartless, Father, we ask you to restore them. Coming to you this morning in regards to those that are bereaved, praying a special prayer for the Donnell family. Sister Lisa Donnell Williams passed away. As you know, Father, she had a smile that would light up a room. Worked very heavily in the Maple Avenue Church of Christ, working her own flower shop and doing a lot of things just to decorate the lives of people, and been supportive to many folks. And that's a big family. Her mother, she was a spitting image of her mother, and her mother loved the song Prodigal Son. Every time she'd come in, Brother Hopper would make sure I had sang that song for her. And my big son sang that song, and I sang that song. And then Lisa, Sister Carol, called me and asked me to see about Lisa, because Lisa had asked her to see me. And come to find out that she was on the last days of her life in hospice. And so was able to go up and see her and able to talk to her on the phone, and she requested that I sing this song. So we sang that song this morning in tribute to her. I'm thanking you, Jesus, for her life and for us being able to experience her. We're praying for her children and for her sisters and all those with her that will continue to go forward. We're also praying for, Father, for that group of nine in the St. Louis area, I believe it was, down by Branson, Missouri. I think it capsized or something had happened with the boat or whatever it is, but nine Church of Christ members died, Father. And thanks for the word getting out. Brother Joe Holt sent out a notice that I saw, and also Sister Liz Wade sent one to me as well. And just we're praying for the families. Father, we know it's a tragic situation, but we're praying for the families. We know that, you know, whatever the situation is, you have a good grip on it and that you're a just God in all ways. So we're praying for those that we have to continue to go forward, those that are working to try to work out the situation. We're asking you to continue to bless them and keep them. Praying for our families near and wide, Father, and ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us as we go through this daily walk. Father, correct us when we're wrong, build us up a week of strengthness when we've been torn down. And now as we open this prayer with you, Father, we love you, we adore you. This is our prayer with Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. It's communion time. Indeed, my Savior believed, and it is so in would he devote that sacred for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the life and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy all the day. The drops of grief can repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy all the day. In the Old Testament, it was the Sabbath day that men would come together and worship. And they would mark that day off, so that was the day to keep holy. Under the Old Testament law, that was under the law of grace and truth in the New Covenant, the New Testament, it's Resurrection Day, the first day of the week, the day when he got up. And Sunday, we know, is the first day of the week. We know that Jesus got up before the dew hit the grass. And that's the day that we, the Lord's Day, that's the day that we celebrate today. We know on the first day of the week, in Acts 27, the disciples came together to break bread. Breaking the bread was having communion to do this in remembrance of him. Paul, the Apostle Paul, continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 23, saying, "For I received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, In the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup. After he supped, he said that this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. But let a man examine himself. But he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, unto that culture, many were sick and weaker among them, and many did sleep. For this reason, even today, many of us are having complications because we do it in an unworthy manner. Let us together pray for the bread, for the wine. Father God, we thank you for this bread, which is your broken body. We thank you for this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This we ask in Jesus' name, by the authority of Christ, let us all say amen. You may take up the bread and the wine. And we know worship has many different portions to it. Singing, which we've done, praying, which we have done, taking up the communion, which we have done. Giving is also a part of that. So we have online giving here at the God the Church of Christ, where you can just make a love offering, or if you would like, you can do your tithes and offerings. Go to our website, www.golgothachurchofchrist.com. Under the More tab on the homepage, you will see donations. Click on the Donations tab, and you will be able to electronically give. Maybe a debit card or your credit card, and you will be able to do that accordingly, either a love offering of any amount, or you can do a tithe offering. You take care of your giving, because in Malachi 3:10, will a man rob God? But no, we didn't suggest, but you did through my tithes and offerings. Sometimes we have our own problems because we have not given back to God what belongs to him. And then it is the reading of the Word of God, the study of the Word of God, which is part of our worship today. But the power is not in the man, it's not in the messenger, but the power is in the message. It's important that the message gets out. For once the message gets out, it does not come back void. But we want to make sure that we're not messy in delivering the message. Don't muzzle the ox as it treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his hire. So if you would turn with me this morning to the book of Psalms, and go with me to the chapter 112 of the book of Psalms. And we want to talk this morning from the subject matter, the traits of the righteous. The traits of the righteous. Yes. The righteous have traits. There are some traits or some characteristics that are of the righteous, and there are some characteristics that are of the unrighteous or of the wicked. Now, before we go there, remember Psalms 1, first book in the book of Psalms, 6 verses. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted beside the rivers of water, that bears his fruit in his season, whose leaf does not wither, or whatsoever he does prospers. It says, but the ungodly or the wicked are not like this, they're not so. The sheaves are like the chaff that the wind blows away, the residue, the garbage, the husks. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment. They won't stand in the judgment. Nor sinners in the community or the congregation of the righteous. We didn't understand it. We always look at it as a congregation, but we didn't understand it as a community. See, wicked people commune as well. And so we need to make sure that we are not communing with the wicked, but that we show who our identity is and our DNA of being righteous. For the Lord knows. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked or the way of the ungodly leads to ruin. Or your translation may say, shall perish. So you are either righteous or unrighteous. There's no middle ground. You are either following God's law to the letter, or even by default, you are not. And God will return for those that have lived that life. You lived under the patriarchal dispensation, and you died under the patriarchal dispensation. When God comes back, the blood of Jesus will go back unto the patriarchal dispensation and save you. If you live under the Mosaic law during that time and you died under the Mosaic law, that Jewish dispensation, and you lived according to it, the blood of Jesus will go back and cleanse you, and you will rise accordingly. We're in the Christian dispensation, the law of grace and truth, a better covenant that has given us better promises, but also requires a better commitment. Amen, somebody. So as we take a look at these traits, turn with me to Psalms chapter 112. We're going to see a godly person's consecration. We're also going to see a godly person's compensation. Amen. The Bible says, and I'm reading from a Holman's Christian Study Bible. Good to see you, Brother Griff. Griff out of Florida. I haven't talked to you in a while, Doc. Sister Ruby Williams and others that I haven't seen that came through there. God bless you this morning for being with us. Big Joe Thomas, I see you as well, Doc. The Bible says, hallelujah. Well, I can just shout right there. I could probably preach for a good hour right there. This word, hallelujah, is the highest form of praise that you can give to our Father. It's the highest form of praise that you could ever say. Hallelujah. See, God is worthy to be praised. Just take a look at your life. Take inventory of your life only over the past week. Don't go back to you when you were in diapers, in swaddling clothes. Go back over the last week and find out the different things and situations where you know it wasn't you. You may have been driving. I drive taxi here in the city of Chicago. And many times, it's not how good my driving is, not the skills that I have. And I get better as I go. Anticipating problems. Well, and then going down, then I know that I'm starting to think, what am I missing? But it is when recognizing the fact that it's God navigating us and keeping us away from different situations. Got some more water for me, dear? Bless, my wife is such a wonderful person. Thank you, honey, keeping me hydrated this morning. God bless you. If you ain't married, you don't know what you're missing. Amen, somebody. That's another lesson for another day. But it's the driving skills of God making sure that you don't get in an accident. I told you 2 weeks ago. As well as we are, I came probably this close to being in an accident. Wasn't necessarily my fault, and I believe I looked at all the signals, didn't run light or whatever else, but there's another car coming, trying to beat it through. And our cars came within, had to be within a foot of one another when we looked at the bumpers. I believe to this day, God struck his hand right there. The verbal hand is not my son today. And so I thank God for that. And so situations you can't control, but you know it's out of your hand, but God comes through. Did the fireman come to your door last night? You woke up this morning, right? Do you still have a reasonable personal health and strength? Do you have, are you in your right mind, although you may have some aches and pains? Aches and pains are a blessing, but the older you get, it's more your body telling you a little bit more about yourself. But we need to understand that hallelujah is a word that we all need to be able to shout. So, happy is the man, or blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Well, this translation uses the word happy quite a bit, but I want to just have us understand that the word happy is a word of temporariness. The word blessing is a word of grace. It's a word of favor that God has given you. And so what we want to do is make sure that we are living and we are walking and we are breathing in a blessed mentality, not necessarily a happy mentality, because happiness comes with temporariness. Oh, it's your birthday. You're going to get you happy. You open it up and it ain't what you wanted. Are you still happy? Are you still happy? You do something happens that at work that you don't want, and all of a sudden that happiness, that smile is turned upside down, right? So we need to recognize that no matter how your emotional setting is, blessedness comes from God. It comes from the word materials, and that you're favored. And so God makes you blessed. So blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Now, God don't want you to be scared of him. But you should be scared not to serve God based on what we understand about God in the Old Testament. God is a flame of fire. Thank God for Jesus and his blood that hovers over us. Wonder for Jesus dying for us and being covered in the blood of Christ, then we could be in trouble. Because that's the only flame repellent that there is from heaven. So we thank God for that. And so the Bible says, hallelujah, happy is the man who fears the Lord, taking great delight into his commands. Now, whoever's calling me knows I'm in church, and so I'm going to have to disrespectfully decline that call, and I don't know why I don't have my phone on off at this time, so. Not really their fault, it's mine. I did not do what I should have done. So I apologize. Forgive me, Lord. Don't give me distractions. Fearing God. God wants you to reverence him. Loving God. God wants you to love him. Now, how does God know that you love him? It's based off of how you walk, not what you talk. See, Jesus did first and said second. Oh, turn with me to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. The Bible says Jesus began both to do and to teach. He did first and taught second, right? So we must be doers first. In Acts chapter 1, verse 1, I wrote, the first narrative of Theophilus about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up, after giving orders to the Holy Spirit, to the apostles whom he had chosen. So it's a blessing to be chosen by God. It's a blessing to know that I've obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've heard his word. I believe his word. I repented of his my sins. I've turned to God. I confess the sweetest name to roll off the water, Son. Jesus is the Son of God. And I've been buried in that water grave of baptism, covered in water, to rise to a new creation in Christ. Romans 6:3-4. So that puts one into Christ. You have not obeyed the gospel call that took place on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Christ. I urge you, I suggest to you today, get right with God. You can't be dry clean and think you're going to heaven. It's going to be just a select few. But is it going to be you? See, the question is, there's many that do a lot of great works, but the Bible says, Lord, Lord, did not do this and did not do that. And on a very sad note, Jesus says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. See, we all are children of God by generation. But in order for God to really know you intimately, be married to you, it's by regeneration. And that's through the obedience of the gospel call. So if you're here today, you're blessed to hear. You're blessed to absorb. You're blessed to go back and research what I said. Hearing, Romans 10:17. Believing, Hebrews 11:6. Repentance, Luke 13:3-5. Confession, Matthew 10:32. Baptism, Acts 2:38. Mark 16:15-16. Romans 6:3-4. And on and on and on. Check those scriptures out. Make sure that you're in the assembly. Not of the wicked, but the assembly of the righteous. And remember Matthew 16:18, God only has but one church, one ecclesia. The church is the body is the church, right? The kingdom is the church here on earth. The ark is the church here on earth. There are types typical, and we can talk about that even more and more. But hallelujah, happy is the man who fears the Lord. Do you fear God today? Do you take great delight in his commands? Oh, brother preacher, sometimes it gets a little difficult. Sure it is. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish there was some stuff I could take out of here. But just because I rip it out of the page out the book don't mean it's been ripped out of the commands of life. And I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't want to be just having a good time. I want to make sure time is counted and that I'm serving God with who I am. Because if you don't give God your service, what are you doing? He says his descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. See, when you have everything that you need and then some, or let me say it like this, when your cup runs over, you know, my check is short. I ain't talking about your check. I ain't talking about how many hours you work at the job. How much time are you giving Jesus? Because we will make sure that even though your check may be small, your bills will get paid. We will make sure that even though you don't have a lot, you'll still have something in the cupboard to share with somebody else. We'll make sure you eat today. We'll make sure you have all your provisions. And if we can make sure every blade of grass gets nourished with dew. He makes sure every bird of the air gets fed every day. If he can make sure that every pine needle on an evergreen tree, that every day of life, that it never loses its leaves or never loses its needles. If it's nourished each one, then God has laser vision and laser blessings with your name on it and my name on it to make sure we have everything that we need. Amen, somebody. See, that's a shouting moment. That's a time to say hallelujah. Lift holy hands and say glory.
Because God has done something for us we can't do for ourselves. Don't sit there trying to worship a God who has done so much for you and you ain't willing to do nothing for him. Oh, it ain't about the building. Oh, no, you know, it's not about the building. See, let me go back. Jeremiah 31:31. Turn with me if you would. Jeremiah 31:31. We need to remember this. Because many of us get caught up in a prison of stone walls. When you think you're worshiping God, but you really have been incarcerated. The Bible says, behold, the day is come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant, Jeremiah 31:31, with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This one will not be the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant they broke even though I had married them, the Lord's declaration. So this is not the covenant of the Mosaic Law, right? So this is a new covenant. So I will put my teaching within them or write it, put it in their hearts, right, and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will what? All know me, from the least to the greatest of them. This is the Lord's declaration. God wants to get to everybody. He has a personal relationship with everybody. So you can't run on mama's knee. You can't run on grandpappy's knee. I'm glad I come from a family that has been serving God for a long time. And the more we go, the more deeper we get into understanding. I'm so glad that we read the Bible. I'm so glad that we understand. We ain't perfect, and neither are you. My family ain't perfect, neither is yours, right? But we serve a perfect God that can help us in a long way. And so we need to understand that there is eternal life and that you cannot spend $2,000 and get yourself out of purgatory when you live the cat raggedy life here on earth. Get your life right now. If God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning of the end, then he decreed you to come, no matter how it happened, you are blessed, and that you're here now, and when it's time to go, he will decree you to expire. But what you do with this time in the middle, that belongs to God. And that will show God whether you're worthy to be in heaven. My brother Melvin Walker, the late Melvin Walker, used to always say, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Question to you and I today, are you making preparation? So, he says, I will write it in their hearts and they will be my God and I will be their people. Go back and read that. I will put my teaching within them and write it on their hearts. He's not writing it on tablets of stone now. It's writing in you. So you get on the pages of inspiration, you get it out and you put it in your heart. Not this blood pump. Remember this, they're taking this blood pump out, putting an artificial pig heart in, and you're being able to go on and live. No, what he wants is where you make your decisions at, where you come into grips of understanding. That is in the temporal lobes of your brain. That's where the blood flows. That's where the signals flow to tell everything else to happen. Before you blink, it comes from a signal from above in your head. And so what we need to understand is God wants to navigate that spot. See, and if God is residing in that spot, then Satan can't have that spot, right? Because evil and goodness cannot reside in the same place. Jesus says, behold, I come and knock. He won't come and sup with you. But if he looks through the peephole, and you see Satan sitting there on the couch, he's going to stand outside. He ain't going to bust in. You got to get Satan out the door in order for God to come in your life. There's some things you need to change even today. There's
There's some folks you need to drop even today. There's some situations and some attitudes you need to change even today. Some of the roughest things are the things that are around us, that thorn in the side. But how effective or how badly do you want to go to heaven? Are you willing to be influenced by God so that you can make impact, not impression, on those around you? And if you start to see that the more godly you become, the less friends you have, that's because they see the God in you. They're not ready to make that commitment. But they have to make it just like you do. And so, be a leader, not a follower. I'll put my teaching within them, and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, they will be my people. No longer will one teach his neighbor or his brother saying, "Know the Lord," for they will all know me, from the least unto the greatest of them. This is the Lord's declaration. Then he says, "For I will forgive their sins," or forgive their iniquities, forgive their wrongdoing, and never again remember their sin. Only God can forgive sin. And the forgiveness of sin takes place when you've been baptized for the remission of your sin. Go down in that watery grave of baptism and God performs a operation, cuts away that old life, so that you rise like in resurrection to the newness of Christ. Romans 6:3-4, "Know ye not that so many as have been baptized into Jesus Christ have been baptized into his death? We share in his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised by the dead, by the glory of the Father, as resurrected, even so you and I should walk in the newness of life." If we have a new life, why are we still wearing old tread? Would you want to buy a new car? Brand new 2019 model. Come out. And it's got brand spanking tires, technology, and everything. No, I don't want that. Go get me some old onion skin Maypop tires and put on this new car. You would never do that. It would look right. It would last right. It wouldn't be able to handle it. So if you won't do that with your possessions, why are you doing that with your life? And why are you juggling your soul with oldness when God has given you new compassion every day? So hallelujah, happy is the man who fears the Lord, taking great delight in his commands. His descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. That means if you fear God and you love his word, God will be compassionate towards those righteous. He will show you some grace and some mercy. I interpret that as TLC, tender, loving care from above. God gives freely, and God gives generously. He conducts his business in a fair manner. So he's not partial to those that are obedient to the gospel. Let's go on. Light shines in darkness for the upright. Amen, somebody. He is gracious, compassionate, and righteous. Good will come to a man who tends generously and conducts his business fairly. You want to be like God, then be fair with people. Conduct your business day in and day out in a righteous manner. Don't have to be looked over your shoulder. Don't worry about being looked over the shoulder. Because if you're doing right, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Right? Truth is open to investigation. It's those things we cover up that we know we ain't being righteous about. But you can't hide from God. And you can't miss what God has for you. Good will come to a man who lives generously and conducts his business fairly. never be shaken. Never, never, never be shaken. The righteous man will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. Well, I love that. I love that. The righteous, he will never be shaken. The righteous man will be remembered forever. God will have you. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God will not forget you. Even in eternity, your name will be called. He will not fear bad news. You won't worry about what someone's going to do or what someone's not going to do. It won't hurt you. Oh, it has an effect, yes. Yes, it does. Because we're emotional creatures. But we just wobble and don't fall down. We don't lose hope because we don't sorrow as others who have no hope. We know that in spite of how bad and drastic it looks, we serve a God that in the end has had a great day time. And he will, in his time, take care of the situation. Therefore, you don't have to. Just give it to Jesus. Let all that give it to Jesus. What's bearing you down today? Leave it on the altar of Christ today. Don't carry that baggage. Stress kills. The greatest weightlifting program is not Jenny Craig. It's Jesus Christ. You will lose weight. Some of us have drugs and pounds of toxic stuff that's been there with us for years. And we need a Christ crisis cleansing. Amen, somebody. Don't be shaken. Don't be afraid when Jesus is on your side. He's never lost a battle. He's victorious, and he's not slack concerning his promises. God said, I'll be with you always. And even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am. Amen. He will not fear bad news. His heart will be confident, trusting in the Lord. How much do you trust God? How badly do you believe in God? See, and I take this, and I never forgot it. Neil Lopez, a great pronosticator out of the Maywood Congregation, illustration some years ago, I haven't forgot it yet. He says, there's a difference between belief and trust. He says, belief is taking a wheelbarrow and pushing it on a tightrope across the Niagara Falls. You're walking the tightrope and you're pushing the wheelbarrow and to get to the other side. That's belief. But trust, but we must trust and believe, trust is getting in the wheelbarrow, allowing God to push you from one side to the other side. Without your own effort, but on God's effort, on a tightrope across the other side of the Niagara Falls. Or will you do it? Oh, yeah. God will have you walking on water. Come on in and testify, Peter. Amen, somebody. God will lift you up. Come on in here, the lame man, shaking ankles, shouting and leaping now, able to worship. God will give sight to the blind. God will take an impotent man and make him bolt. Amen, somebody. Pick up your mat. It's time to go. Fellas have been down too long. Yes, I've been down so long. I'm on my way back up again. It's time to come on up. That's resurrection. Or do you like being down? Do you like that pity party? Do you like the attention that people give you? Or are you really ready to be an example for God? Notice what he says. You will not be shaken. will never be shaken. The righteous man will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. He's in that wheelbarrow, allowing God to push him across the tightrope on the Niagara Falls. It always reaches the other side. And then turns back around and comes back in the same way he went. He backsteps it. Because God ain't going to miss a step. Ain't nothing like a Christian strength. Ain't nothing like a Jesus walk. Loyalty is his walk. Don't hang your head. Bow your head in adoration. Amen, somebody. Notice what the Bible says. His heart is assured he will not fear. What assurance do you have from God? The only assurance you have comes from the word that God will take care of. The only assurance you have is experiential knowledge. God woke me yesterday, and so if God sees fit to be the Lord's will, he'll wake me tomorrow. But if not, he's done enough for me that I am assured. If you have assurance, you know that song, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Do you have blessed assurance that Jesus and you are on the right track? See, God has a track, and we have to surrender our will to his will, making sure we do it his way, right? His heart is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. God will make you a victor. Stop being a victim. God makes you victorious, more than a conqueror. Those goals and plans that you want to achieve, time to get back busy, working on this. You lost hope. You allow Satan to take you in a direction that you don't want to be at. I see you, Brother Red. We'll be in touch soon, Doc. And so we want to make sure that what God is doing in your life is something that will help you to stay strong and to continue to move in a way that needs to be. God says he wants you to be assured. Your heart must be centered in nothing else but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Are you assured today? Is your assurance policy God taking care of you? That's true wealth. His heart is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. He distributes freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. Oh, you have a cornucopia. You've got a cornucopia. Right? You're full of blessings. You know, like on Thanksgiving, they have that horn, right, and they had all the fruit and all the ground and stuff in there. You have all that you can share with somebody else. It's running outside. There's so much is still packed and it runs outside. Well, I tell you, the wicked man will see it and be angry. Do you see that? When God sets you up and sets you out as an example, those that are unrighteous, those that are evil, those that worship Satan, those that don't like your godly shining, the wicked are going to get angry. And again, anger is an emotion we all have. But see, it won't be a constructed anger. It will be a destructive anger. Notice what it says. He will gnash his teeth in despair. Start to see the desire of the wicked man will come to nothing. God will be victorious. Because what the wicked had, the power, the influence the wicked had, he won't have no more. See, Satan thinks he has the upper hand. He thought he had the upper hand on Jesus. Folks that don't normally come together under the high priest Caiaphas, got Pilate to be worried about his personal authority and bow his head and because of his position with Caesar and sit and release Barabbas and crucify an innocent man on Golgotha Hill, the place of the skull. Hold my Jesus between two thieves. How do you hang an innocent man among the uninnocent? You must ridicule and blaspheme and have everyone think that he's not who he says he is. Oh, that will come to you. You'll be living a good life. And those that don't want to see you elevate, those that want to keep a foot on your neck, oh, they will. They'll try to cut you down. They may crucify you. But I'm here to tell you, I'm a witness that God will resurrect you if you're right. Oh, you may want to fight the battle yourself. I know I did. But I had to get to a point where I had to give it to Jesus. It was too much for me to handle. I had to give it to the Lord. And when I gave it to him, God says, I got you, son. And 7 years later, we're still here. I want to thank God right here and right now. Because on this Sunday, the third Sunday of July, 2011, in our apartment, my wife and I, we had our first worship service for the Golgotha congregation. It was about 5-6 of us. I want to thank those that came, those that were apart, because 7 years later, we've completed, and this begins the beginning of the 8th year. 7 years later, we see that what God has done critical. I had to go through a transformation. So I no longer am pointing fingers at the Nathaniel Deans and the Dave Penns of this world. I thank God for willing me by some of them so that I too can become a little more toughened up for the journey ahead. In order for me to carry this work forward, I had to be challenged. And there ain't no challenge, no trial like a godly challenge. And so you have to learn how to fight your battles on your knees. Amen, somebody. I'm telling you what I've learned. You've got to learn how to fight your battle on your knees. And God will still make you able to help them. 7 years we've existed. Had a spot in Oak Park, and Oak Park Live for a few years. Went to Main Street for about 7 weeks, trying to see who's going to work that out. That didn't pan out. Back to Oak Park. Spent 2.5 years on the west side of Chicago, on Laramie and Harrison, with a storefront. And now we have an online ministry. 100% online ministry. And I thank God for that. And we're praying that it be God's will, that he will open up and make sure it will be something we can handle. And the location we know is there. He just has to bring it to us. And we have to do due diligence with it so that on Sunday morning we can have a collective service. But we have an online ministry that reaches, even today through Blog Talk. We're broadcasting in Norway today. Amen, somebody. This small remnant that looked like it was thrown away, that was trampled under the foot of men, still has impact and still has impression, still helping people. Thanking God for the GCOC scholarship program. In our second year, annual year, we're now helping 3 more go on to be young leaders. 4 last year, 3 more this year. So we're at 7 in number of completion. God keeps slapping me with that 7. Back and forth. So here's your faith. Try to try. Mine. King God to continue to challenge me. that we continue to move to the next level. It's the rough side of the road that builds character, not the easy side. So our next battle, our next stint will be television. But we have a television broadcast that we're working with through Brother Lloyd, that we're going to get up and running. And now that we have our Facebook Live camera and everything working fine, we're now able to move to the next level. And so we're just thanking you, God, for your timing and thanking you for what you do. And we're just asking you to continue to be patient with us as we do your work. Praying for my wife. Thank you for her power that you have put in her. Ask you to continue to strengthen her and allow her visions and the things that she's dreamed about come to fruition. Father, we're praying that I'm not worried about numbers, I'm worried about souls. We're thankful, Father, that you will lead us to the next soul that needs you in the pardon of their sin, that they don't know, but you will allow us to help them to see that. Father, we love you. We adore you even on this day. We thank you for the word of God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. We want our children to be successful. We want to have influence and honor. We want our financial needs met. We want to be secure and never shaken by even evil circumstances. And we want our good deeds to never be forgotten. We know that you will whoop our foes. Help us to have enough faith in you to turn it over to you. This is our lesson today. If you're here today, it's invitation time. Self-examination time. If you're here today and you need prayer, again, if you're on Facebook Live, call in to 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. And we will take your invitation verbally. If you want to just type it in, as you would on a card in a service, you can just type it there on Facebook and we will read it accordingly. We're asking you to continue to bless those that are hearing this word today, Father, that we will understand more and more about the traits of the righteous, and that we will more and more become more righteous. Many times you have to give up the right to be righteous because it's timing. All things may be lawful, but all things may not be accepted. God is perfect in his timing. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. How about you? How about me? Is there something that you need God's help with? Are there some emotional things that you can't handle on your own that you need God's help with? I'm going to sing a song of invitation. I see you on there. We're going to pray. And we're going to ask you, Father, to continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Oh, my trust, oh, God, I can take them to my Lord and heal my burden. It's invitation time, y'all. Through the and the strain, holy Jesus, give me hope through my trust. Oh, my trust, sing on my knee, on my knee. Bow in prayer, bow in prayer. Sorrows weigh my shoulders down, and beaming with despair. But God knows and His mercy shall mercy show me Jesus lifts me up. Who holds my trust? Oh, my trust. Oh, my trouble. My trust. What are you dealing with today? Oh, my cares. Oh, my care. I can take them to my Lord, and hear my prayers bear. Let pain, gotta go through the pain, y'all, and that strength that is holy Jesus who brings me hope, who holds my trust. Say it. Hold my trust. Amen. We have those that have come. We're going to have prayer. We see Brother John Miles down in Florida, I believe, saying, love you, God. Great message. The message was on time. Hallelujah to the highest praise. Also pray for me. What I'm going through with my kids, pray that it starts to look up. Brother John, you can give me a call, Doc. I can talk with you about that. I can talk with you about father's rights. Well, I know about that. I know about those situations. But you're connected to the highest God. And you come from a strong family that has deep roots. And so you're going to have to suffer through some things. And Satan, just as he got to Adam and Eve in order to get to God, is going to try to go through your children or go through situations to get to you. Don't succumb, my brother. Stay strong. For in the end, even though you may be going through a Job-like experience right now, in the end, in chapter 42, God has something for you. The devil for you more than what you've had. Amen. We're going to pray for you, pray for your situation. If you want to call in, you can call in right now, 619-924-0767. Also, Mom Linda Crimson, amen, somebody. Brother Peavy, I'm on the road, Pigeon Fort, Tennessee. Thank you for the word. Ask you to be with them. We're praying for Traveling Grace, for Mom Linda, and for Angie and all those that are out there. And bring me back a word if you got one, amen, somebody. And we just know that we're down for a family reunion. We ask you to continue to bless them and keep them and give them Traveling Grace back. Navigate them, Lord, as you do. For you are awesome, God, and beside you there is no other. We're going to pray for those two that I have here directly. We're also going to pray for, those others are going to type in, we'll get those. We're going to pray for the Donnell family again. We want to continue to pray for them and for the Church of Christ there in Missouri. Our sister congregation, who lost 9 members, I believe through a capsized, I think it's a boating accident. I don't know if it's one of the cruise lines or not. I have to do a little more research on that before I say that. But we know, Lord, that you have everything in your hands. You're an awesome God. At this time, let's go to our line and let's get our prayer requests. I'd like Big Joe on. And let's go. Big Joe, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right, Mike. I'm all right, man. I made it ready to celebrate my son's birthday today, man. So, you know, hey.
Amen.
You know,
we're taking prayer requests at this time, and then we'll get back to talking about the other stuff in a minute. But you have any prayer requests this morning?
Yeah, man. I just want to pray for the family, man. Pray for everybody, my brother. Jimmy, and you know, pray for family, pray for Teresa going through her medical thing that she's going through. Pray for that, man. And my cousin Lori's in town, so I'm praying for everybody.
Amen. And then So I'll put you back on, and then back over there, and we'll get back to you in a minute. Sweetheart, you there, baby? This is my queen, y'all.
Yes.
There you are. You just prayer request at this time, sweetheart. We'll get an announcement later, but prayer request at this time.
Okay, just want to pray for all of us individually and collectively. I want to echo my sister Linda. She's on the highway. Pray that she has a safe trip back home to Chicago. She and Angie and Deja, pray they invite return back to Chicago safely. And then a special prayer, as you indicated, with the family Sister Darnell. Pray for her daughters, her nieces, and all that they're going through right now with the passing away of Sister Lisa. Just pray for all of us who knew her well and loved her so much. And just pray that we all, be strong and encouraging for the family. And then just pray for just all of us individually, collectively, that we all keep our little hands in God's big hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We'll come back to you in a minute for the application. All right, putting the rest of the phones on mute this time. Let's go to God in prayer for the requests that have been known. And asking God to continue to strengthen us. Hold on, let me see if there's others. Trying to see how this program is working. Mother, this John, pray for me that I may be a better Christian, and also pray for me on the decision that I have to make out here. Okay, we're going to do that, Doc. Thank you so very much. Make sure I'm not missing anyone else this time. Okay, I think I have all of them that have been typed in. Thank you. And then we'll come back for application for those that are on. So if you'd like to give an application or talk about the message this morning, again, call in on 619-924-0767, and we'll get with you in a minute. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, thank you for who you are and what you do. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the word of God, which is a lamp to our feet, a light unto our path. We ask you, Father God, to continue to help us in our daily walk, that we will continue to be vehicles of love for you, conduit pipes, of necessariness, that we will not lose our influence, that we will continue to reach to others and be your tentacles to be able to share your love. Father, we're praying for the Donnell family today. Ask you to bless them and keep them in where they stand in need of. Praying for the Maple Avenue congregation. Ask you to be with them as they lost one of their soldiers. Ask you to bless them and keep them in where they stand in need of under the leadership of Jerry Walker and Sister Deborah Walker. Praying also, Father, for those whose lives are touched. And ask you to continue to bless her and keep her and her children at this time, strengthen them, and the work of the shop, the flower shop that will go forth with Erica. We ask you to be with her, strengthen her the way she stands in need of. Father, we pray that we'll be available for whatever other arrangements are as well, that they will, that you know, whatever capacity we may be needed in, that we will be able to serve accordingly. Father, we're coming to you also in regards to requests of my wife, just always praying for Mom Linda and Sister Angie and those that are out on the road. Father, coming in from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, amen, somebody. And so I thank you, God, for this ministry. Was able to reach folks that are on the road, that are traveling, whether they're driving a truck or whether they're traveling for business, they can still get their worship in, amen, somebody. Father, you're making it available. Functional for all of us in today's technological society. We didn't have that before, but we have it now, and you're giving us the functionality to be able to reach every soul. For you say, once the word reaches every soul in every place, then will be the day of judgment to come. And so, Father, we're asking you to continue to help us to reach that mission-minded objective of yours and be able to be utilized accordingly in just the different capacities of the people you allow us to reach. For it's only you that allows us to reach out to others and you that have given us the vehicles that Satan has not been able to stop. Father, we ask you to continue to be with my mother, bless her and keep her and strengthen her in the work that she's doing. Praying for Brother John Miles today, who's asking a very special prayer, asking to be a better Christian, Father, and I ask you also to pray for him and the decisions that he has to make out in Florida. It's a difficult thing being a young man, but also having to make some decisions. I ask you to bless him and keep him. And he just said this is an on-time message for him about the highest praise. And so we pray, Father, that the situation will look up. I don't know what's going on, but you know every strand of hair, every situation is there. But if there's a way I can help, Father, allow me to be able to be utilized accordingly. Good to see Brother Danny Carter, the great dynamo, the great evangelist, Brother Harper used to call dynamo. I ask you just to be with him and bless him in the way he stands in need of. I'm so thankful for him and his family and that he has found saw fit to check in on us and join us this morning as we close out. And Brother Danny, if you would call in on 619-924-0767, we'll be with you shortly, Doc. 619-924-0767. Father, we want to come to you also in regards to Mom Linda Pinson. As you continue to be with her and bless her, the way she stands in need of, we pray that the reunion went well, that they all have done well, and we ask you to continue to strengthen them in very powerful ways, praying for the traveling grace again back home and bring them safe and sound as you deliver them accordingly, Father. We know that you can do all things but fail. Coming to you in regards to Big Joe, we ask you to be with him and his son, Joshua, very powerful name, Yashua. We ask you to continue to be with him, Father. He's going to celebrate another birthday, praying for his mother and all those that are working accordingly. We're just thankful, Father, that you helped Big Joe to get what he needed, to be able to be a good father to his son, and to be able to do what he's asked to do in order to be able to feel like a man in that situation. So, Father, we just thank you for your provisions, for we know that you take care of your children. I know you're providing, God. You showed up every day of my life and made sure that we had the things that we need. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Father, I'm asking you just to continue to be with Big Joe, strengthening where he stands in need of. And it comes to you in regards to my wife, praying for family. Always praying for family. I ask you to continue to be with family far and near and near and wide. Praying for my sister-in-law, Alice, who was supposed to have a luau, a fundraiser for her campaign. Father, we ask you to bless and keep her, that the weather was not, you said no at this time, but there will be a time that you say yes. And so we just ask you for us to be patient, have the patience of Job, to do what you ask for us to do so that you will, so we'll be successful and ran in a manner that will be to keep our emotions in check and know that we depend on you. For you place kings and queens, and we don't do that at all. But thank you, Father, for allowing us to commune with you, sing with you, pray with you, study the word of God with you this morning, and also give back to you. Father, we love you. We adore you on this day. We ask you to continue to strengthen us that we're weak, build us up, we've been torn down, and continue to prop us up and make us that vehicle that you need. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. We want to say good evening to those that are on Facebook Live. We want to close that portion out at this point in time. And those that are on Blog Talk Radio, again, if you want to call in on 619-924-0767, we'll take your application for the message this morning. Love you. Have a great day. God bless. I'll be right with you in a minute. All right. Those are on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go to you at this point in time. Big Joe, how we doing, Doc? Now we can talk a little bit.
Man, I'm all right, man. I'm all right, Mike. I saw Roosevelt last night, man.
What happened?
You there? I saw Roosevelt last night. Yeah, he said he was so happy. I told him, me, you be talking and stuff like that. He was happy to hear, man. He gave me a big old hug. Me and him just hugged each other and just like, it was just wonderful.
Man, that's my boy, dog. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He just released his first album, Montrose Beast. It's an EP, so it sounds real good.
Right.
A little jazz thing.
Right.
But how you been doing, you got any application on the lesson today?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's just for me, man, just staying focused, man. You know, like, you know, they are big bumps in the road as you go, and, like, just to stay on path, man. Just, you know, stay on path, man, because, like I say, this is a serious race to run. This is a race of patience. You know, it's a serious race to run. How your thoughts, when you're in a depressing situation and you're in a not great situation and stuff like that, the greatness is God. And like, if you feel there is no greatness around you, then you're fooling yourself, because the greatness is God. And just go to him, talk to him, and pray to him, and you know, you see things happen, you know, and get your hold your head up, and you know what I mean? And that's it. So I just feel thankful just to be here, man. Every time I see the sun in the morning, I'm just like, yeah, all right now. I'm still here. And I thank the Lord.
Yeah, I said, well, I was trying to dive in. You were already diving in. After you hung up, I just got in. So then you called back. So, yeah, you know, give me a call. I'm not in right at 11:30. Call, give me about 5 minutes. I'll be right on. So I'm trying to work out the technology and then come in correctly. And so I'll see what you made it in.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay, good. My wife, Marie's on. You want to say hello, Joe?
I hear you. What did you say?
I said, my wife, Marie's on. You want to say hello to
her? Oh, hey, how you doing, baby? Y'all just broke up for a minute. How you doing? All right, sister. How you doing? I get your word every morning. I really appreciate it. It's that guiding strength to wake up to every morning. Once I see that sun, I get your beat, but that's all good.
All right, thank you. And I need to talk to Teresa. Tell Teresa I lost her number. I need her number back in the system.
Okay, I'll hook you up. All right.
Okay. All right. Shall I say hello?
I surely will. I haven't seen it in about a week, though, but, you know, she went through a little operation for a gastro thing, you know, heart thing, gastro thing. So, she, you know, she can only drink fluids. She can't eat no food yet, but hopefully she can get through that, you know. And, I'll check back with her, you know.
Let her know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty.
Have you got an application this month?
I'm just dealing with the character of a Christian woman or man. I'm dealing with the most important thing is to fear the Lord. And in fearing the Lord, you would have the respect for others, as you talked about. Most of all, having respect for God and justifying Christ when I walk and I talk. And then just allowing Jesus in our heart to be strong. And if our heart is right, then everything about us will guide our footsteps and our direction. And it talks, and we're dealing with just how God blesses us when we do right by God, what the many things that God will do for us. And not because we're so good, but because he loves us. Really a wonderful lesson to understand his righteousness and how he wants us to exemplify his righteousness as much as possible, exemplify him in our walk, in our talk, in our behaviors, and things that we do every day. And then when we get, as you said, Michael, you know, we all go through trials and tribulations, but we cannot have a pity party, turn it over to God and allow God to strengthen us, and don't get it to Satan, because Satan, what they say, shake you like, he just, like, look what they say in the Bible, he can shake until there's nothing left. So you do not give that up to Satan. When you're feeling bad, you give that to God, shake you like that person. When you give that to God, God will take care of you, God will heal you, but you got to trust and believe that he is. And I like the illustration of belief and trust. Belief is, yes, he's getting over. The trust is getting in that wire, that line, but he can just let it go and give it to God, let him bring it over. So that was a good lesson.
Amen. Thank you so very much. I want you guys to know, man, we're affecting a lot of people. We have, I'm looking right now, we have 37 people on Facebook watching us this morning. All the way from Florida to Tennessee to Iowa. I want a couple from Florida. I see John Griff and John Miles down there. And then I don't know where Lenita Jacobs is at. But then we also got 11 comments this morning just off our Facebook Live. Mom Linda Pinson, John Miles, Lloyd Lockett, Vince Iguana in California, Denitra Tyson, Bell Harrington out in Minnesota, Thomas Boston, that's your boy, Joe, he's on, Pamela Davis, and my mother, and then Brittany Ellisby. So we've covered the gamut this morning right here. Plus, Daniel Carter was on this morning with us, and so we actually continue to bless him, strengthen him as well. And then, of course, we're broadcasting all the way in Norway. So this ministry is powerful. And as we continue to build it up for what God has for us to be, and then if it be God's will and his way that we do have a location on Sunday morning for those here in the Chicagoland local area that want to come together and gather for worship, we can do all that as well. A guy, Lloyd Lockett, was on this morning, and he's the guy that we're doing our TV thing through. So everything is coming together, and the picture looks marvelous. I'm getting nothing but thumbs up about the picture. It's Like my wife said, we had to go all the way out to get the right stuff, so we ain't got to do it twice. And I think this time we have what we need so that it will broadcast accordingly. So we thank God for that. And I just ask you guys to do something for Jesus that he can't repay you for. Give folks Jesus Christ, him crucified. God's done so much for us that we just need to live accordingly. Joe, before we go, I want to ask you about this birthday party for Joshua. So you love came through for you, huh?
Yeah. It's all good.
Praise God. When is the party?
We just going just having dinner. That's all. We just going to have dinner down at Rider Japan. Just our grandfather paid for everything, and you know, thank the Lord for that. So they took a lot of weight off of me and stuff, you know. So I got him things he need, and you know, I'm just, you know, I had a little, you know, little thing with him about certain things I want him to do right now as being a 10-year-old. You know, I said because he wanted this little video stuff. I said, Joshua, I really need. I want to get you something to expand your mind, not waste your time. You know, so he understood where I was coming from.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys do. It's 1 o'clock, so it's a good hour. It's fresh in the day. We've had our worship. We've done what we need to do. So you do something for somebody that they can't repay you for, give them Jesus Christ and then crucify. I'm going to close out, and we'll talk with you soon. We'll be back on tomorrow at 12:30, Joe, for our normal block out.
Joe, you need to patent that. Extend your mind and not waste your time. You need to patent that, yes. So for a lot of young people, that's a you need to patent that one. Make that pop, you should go public with that. That's powerful. Expand your mind and not waste your time. Because a lot of people,
right.
I mean, even on the news in the morning, you hear how cameras are complaining about so many students are spending time on the internet and the telephones and the retweets, you know, all that stuff. So if you that one little phrase, expand your mind and not waste your time. You can patent that.
Yep.
That was powerful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay,
all right,
you guys have a great day and have a blessed day, and do something for Jesus today, because he's already done something for us. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, God bless.
Good night. Bye-bye.